What do you think? Let's wait for Dick.
Thank you.
Yep.
Sorry, Dick.
I'm always looking out for you.
Thank
I was.
You,
no, we had had some just preliminary discussions with the Cubs a couple days ago about their interest in Maldi and possible swap for Mike Montgomery. He clearly wants to start. We have an opportunity to start, as you guys know, with the trade that we made for Homer Bailey. And, you know, Monty's kind of been used in a very versatile role over there. He started, he's pitched in middle, he's pitched situational, and it's just a good opportunity to get him back and you know, put him in the rotation. And it's potentially 2 years of control mm-hmm. for us. And so the money pretty much is a swap. So okay. that's not, it's just a good baseball deal.
Is he stretched out enough to actually start Friday?
No, he'll probably, Ned and I will talk about it, but yeah, we're going to have to stretch him out. But the plan is for him to start on Friday. And then but once we get him here and talk to him and analyze it a little more, we'll figure out how many pitches he goes. But he's not stretched out to a level where he, you know, can go deep in the game, that's for sure.
Such an interesting history with him, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys draft him.
Yeah.
You send him in maybe the biggest deal in
yeah.
club history.
Yeah. And he's pitched great. I mean, he's had a really – really successful period of time with the Cubs. He pitched in some very important roles there. I believe he finished the World Series game for him in 2016. Is that right?
Yeah. I think he got a
yeah.
save.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The last time.
So, anyway, you know, this year I know he was in, just for your background, your stories. I think he had a lat strain in spring training, so he didn't get out of the gate good. And then I think they activated him some point in May, and then I think he might have had a little finger issue or something, but it's all resolved, and he just hasn't really gotten going this year.
Okay.
And hadn't been able to really settle in. But he, like I said, 16, 17, and 18, he's thrown some pretty good innings mm-hmm. for him. So.
What has your scout said about how his stuff looks?
His stuff's good. He just hasn't been getting the results he'd like this year in 2019. But Len, he just really hadn't got going. I mean, we just the good thing about where we are, you know, we can give him an opportunity, stretch him out, and give him an opportunity for now and for the future. So
when you said potentially 2 years, is that an option that he
has? He's under control. Okay. He's potentially under control for 2 years. So the rest of the season plus two more.
Plus two more.
Yeah, based on his service time.
Right.
Yeah.
How appreciative were you of what Maldi did stepping in for Sal?
Well, Maldi, I mean, we were really fortunate that Maldi was available, and you know, we can't say enough about, you know, how he competed, the tone he set for our pitching staff, the way he studies, the way he prepares, and you know, he's playing some of his best baseball here this last month, and so it's been a complete joy to watch him compete and play, and you know, we're going to miss him, and you know, he's a guy that you know, we wouldn't close the door on returning at some point in time. I mean, we think that much of him.
What are you guys looking at as far as catcher position going forward here?
We'll bring up Valoria.
Valoria.
Yeah, we you know, when yesterday when we thought this deal might be a possibility, we kept Valoria from the road trip down to Corpus Christi, and if that deal wouldn't have went through, we would have just flown him to Corpus tomorrow, and so he's in Northwest, and he'll be en route here tomorrow, so we'll go with Valoria.
Is there any deal you can make that's not during a game?
I know. You're right, Tony. I don't like
killing going. Us.
Yeah,
man.
I know. Just the I'm blaming it on Sharpie.
Okay.
Sharpie's
a
one.
Give him hell, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, guys. Sorry about that. Thank you.